Hey, what's up everyone? I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night. I hope you will enjoy today's video, so let's just get into it.
Everyone is looking for love. But I think people misunderstand love with mating and dating and marriage. They're complete different concepts.
Sure, but care to explain more, Doc? Would you like to tell us how or why? Or was I supposed to go, oh look, she had an idea, so it must be the right one? Most people don't misunderstand love with marriage. They're just confusing love with infatuation. That's why there's that whole idea of vibes or chemistry or butterflies, and a few months later is, oh, you?
I have a theory on why beautiful women have big foreheads. It's because there's more face. Like, we're serving more face, so we need more room, you know?
Serving more face? Does it come with fries? Do I need to tip you for that? Yeah, I'm being an a-hole, absolutely. You queens used to make fun of my receding hairline? Cover that lens tree before flies come in for landing.
What do you think a 6'6" guy has? Of course I have
6'6"!
This man just experienced what every single woman who's ever met a man on a dating app or been dating someone and they tell her what they think their height is. And just imagine their surprise when they meet up with me and I'm actually 5'11" and they were trying to pass themselves off as 6'6", and they're my height or short. Don't worry, I have a measuring tape at my house. So we whipped that out and he was 6'4". I know we're dealing with inflation right now, but this is one type of inflation that we need to eradicate.
Yeah, that's the one. Absolutely. But since you have a measuring tape at your house, that's absolutely fine. I'm at your house, I can be 5'5". Oh no, but before I leave in the morning, you're gonna know I'm 5'3". Maybe there's another inflation that you should measure. Oh, what's that? 10 inches? How tall are you again? 5'2". Yeah, you'll do. Do you have money? Oh well, I mean, I can afford coffees 10 days a month. Oh well, 10 inches. I'll buy you coffee. Oh, you have a receding hairline? Oh well, 10 inches. No, yeah, that's fine. You're serving more, face.
Oh, you got engaged. Oh, it was in Europe. Oh, you've known him for 6 months, but it feels like you've known him for your whole life.
Spare me. Literally, spare me.
Now, princess, no reason to be jealous. Everyone deserves a little bit of happiness. I'm sure you'll maybe just be jealous.
Well, it's officially Scorpio season, so let's ask each one of the signs whether or not they date a Scorpio. My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes.
No, my body started running even before my mind understood what's going on.
Listen, I didn't make up the rules. All I know is that if you go out on Friday, then your weekend is way longer. Whereas if you go out on Saturday and then you're hungover on Sunday, then your weekend is practically over. Whereas if you go out on Friday and then you have all of Saturday and all of Sunday to do your weekend activities, then it's like a long weekend.
Or maybe, you know, just maybe, you could learn to hold your liquor or not have that one too many. You don't have any hangover on Sunday and you can do your weekend activities. If I remember right, Saturday is still weekend. So if you're hangover on Saturdays, you still kind of don't have that long weekend.
When women earn more money, does it make it more difficult for men to date them?
Definitely, yes. Because a woman, if she's making a lot of money, she has very high expectations because she wants her man to make more money. So, you know, because it's like a hunter and a gazelle, or I don't know how you say.
Is it more of like a power thing for the woman?
It depends on a woman. Some women like to be in charge. Some women like to be when the man is in charge. So me, I like when the man is in charge. So if I earn more than my man, then it makes the situation a little bit awkward, you know, because I want him to take me to places I want to go. And if he doesn't have enough money, he cannot take me. And then I will take him and then I will feel weird. I will feel like a man. It's not about the money. It's about the feeling that woman wants to get by being with a man.
Why do you think so many women in 2023 are pushing to be the breadwinner?
Oh, I don't know about those women. They're weird.
When a man makes more money, he wants to provide for his family. He wants to make even more money to have his family taken care of. Give them the life probably he never had, taking care of them, paying all the bills, paying the mortgage. Put some of that money into his kids' college fund. When a woman makes more money, she's turning everything about herself. Even like she said, when I make more money, I want him to make even more money because I want nice things. I want to go to nice places. College fund for the kids? Screw that and screw you. I want to go to Bali or Bora Bora.
Like, want to know what true love is? Put your wife in the trunk of your car, and then put your dog in the trunk of the car. And which one is going to be happy to see you when you open it?
I don't know what weird kinks you have, but I'm going to not do that. And I kind of do get your point, but the only one happy to see me will be the cops. So again, I'm not going to do that. And even though I kind of see your point, I would still not be happy to see you if I was the one in the trunk. There's still different levels of love, and there's still different types of love. And if I'm completely honest, if I open the trunk and she's happy to see me, I would file for divorce in the next minute.
Are you guys in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay, well,
you
talking.
Say yeah, you
we're
say talking, no.
We are not in a relationship, no.
Okay, I guess we're not.
Miscommunication here.
No, perfect communication. He's actually just an acquaintance. I only recently, like, met him, like, 2 weeks ago.
It was love at first sight, but she's shy. She needs time to, like, build into it, that's what I think.
No, I don't.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
Would you say he's in the friend zone?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do have a
yes,
boyfriend.
Not him.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score, right?
My young brother, she just called you a loser. Straight to your face. The only way you're gonna score is if you're playing FIFA. Come to think of it, I don't think he should be allowed to have a car with a closed trunk. Maybe her boyfriend should, though? Nah, I'm just messing around, obviously. Don't start no hashtags. No, but just to be serious for a second, she already told you her friend zone. It's up to you to realize that, cut your losses, get out of that, and find yourself someone who takes interest in you and sees you as a potential romantic partner.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman? One's a superhero and one's a command.
And this is gonna be the end of the video. As always, I do hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I still appreciate you for making it this far. Thank you all so much for watching. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next one.